ख्वाबों की नगरी हकीकत बनाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं खुद के होने की पहेली सुलझाने जो है दिल एक दिन का ये किस्सा नहीं कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां कदमों में जमा जो थका चैन की नींद आती वहां इतनी सुहानी बना होना पुरानी तेरी दास्तां
Day 17th of this special 21 days putti. Today's special drill. I come into thoughts about service in 1 second. And going beyond thought and stabilizing myself in my original form in 1 second. This drill is absolutely essential. It shouldn't be that I am not able to come away from physical consciousness. I come into physical consciousness for the sake of a task in 1 second and then become bodiless in 1 second. With this drill being firm, I am able to face all situations. I practice this specially at Amrit Vela. I do it throughout the day, but the time for special practice is Amrit Vela. When I see that my intellect is very busy, at that time I practice this. Even whilst being in a situation, I am able to make my intellect detached. I perform all of my actions in a detached stage. If I have attachment to a task, I will not be able to become detached in 1 second. So I practice this no matter what the situation is. The final paper will be of many fearsome situations, and I will be amidst situations which I would not wish to be in. Compared with that, the situations of today are nothing. The final paper will take place amid the final situations. I must prepare for that beforehand. This is why when I see that I am very busy, that the intellect is very busy in a physical task, that the circumstances are such that they pull you in all directions, at that time I practice this. Then I will know to what extent I am able to practice the drill. If I continue this drill, I will achieve success. So today, Baba is talking about remaining detached. Attachment is the cause of all sorrows. Attachment is the origin of all sorrows. Attachment is the seed which gives rise to the tree of sufferings and sorrows. And Baba is telling us to become detached like the lotus. Lotus in the pond, lotus in the mud. Like the air where clouds come and go, but the air remains detached. Like the swan that stays in the water and yet its wings remain detached. Like God Himself, who does everything and yet remain detached. Like the final stage of Brahma, where he is detached. So wherever there is detachment, there is inner fountain of joy, and whenever attachment arises, the battery of sorrow starts. And Baba is telling us to remain, to practice this detachment. Again, the key word is practice. Practice of detachment. Though we use the word detachment, but in scriptures, they have not used the word detachment. Rather, they have used the word non-attachment. Non-attached. Stay non-attached. And almost every religion has talked about detachment. Christianity talks about apatheia. Buddhism talks about nikamma. That means detachment. Hinduism talks about lotus flower. Especially Bhagavad Gita for the first time has mentioned and given the example of lotus. So, if you go to any faith, Baha'i faith, they talk about detachment. You go to Sikhism, they talk about detachment. Jainism, the highest importance is given to aparigraha, non-possession. Don't possess anything. If you have anything, you will get attached. So, Eastern, Western, whichever world you go, you will find that detachment is the king. Wherever there is detachment, the religion starts. Wherever there is attachment, the religion deteriorates. In fact, detachment itself is the religion. So, Baba is talking about detachment, to remain detached, to remain detached even whilst you are very busy. There are different types of detachment or attachment. First, we need to understand what attachments are. Attachments are the knots. One is material attachments. We look at things and we want to possess them. If I see a new mobile, I would like to have the similar mobile like that. And that itself creates a restlessness. Whenever I see something which I do not have and somebody has, an attachment starts. So, all attachments of mundane nature, they lead to restlessness. The worst thing about attachment is restlessness. Mind becomes restive, perturbed. Second attachment is attachment in relationships. Person gets attached in relationships, no matter which relation it is. There should be a hidden detachment. There is a sweetness in detachment in relationship. The moment two persons are together and they start getting attached, what happens? Conflicts. Something happens. They start taking things for granted. And everything falls apart. There is one poem written by Khalil Gibran. He says, "But let there be spaces in your togetherness." If you are together, let there be spaces in your togetherness. "And let the winds of the heavens dance between you." There are two persons, A and B. Let the winds of the heaven dance between you. "Love one another, but make not a bond of love." Love each other, but do not make the bond of love. "Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls." Two souls and the shores. Let there be a sea between the shores of your souls. So, whenever we get attached in any relationship, then detachment from body becomes difficult. Then the soul conscious states become difficult. And the very basis of this spirituality is soul consciousness. But the moment we find ourselves getting attached in any relationship, laukik or alaukik, restlessness starts. So, analyze, scan, see, understand where the attachment is. Because wherever there would be attachment, something will happen that will make us sorrowful in the end. If there is attachment, there are a lot of expectations between two people. They expect so many things from each other. No expectation policy is the mantra in relationship. The third attachment we develop is attachment to work or seva. This is my seva, this is my work, this is my task. Even if that feeling is not there, but still I feel I get attached to my work. And that in one way it is good that you remain alert and attentive and not careless about your task. But still, this sucks you, work, duty or seva. To see that even seva should not become a source of attachment. At one time you do this seva, at another time another service, at third time another seva. You should be able to get detached from the work, your duty, your seva. If you keep on carrying the same thoughts while doing other work, oh, that work was good, that seva was good, this seva is not very good, this itself brings restlessness. The outward symptom of vice is restlessness. What are the clinical features of the disease called attachment? If somebody is suffering from the infection of attachment, the clinical feature is restlessness. You remain restless all the time. That is the clinical feature, outward feature, symptom. So, try to remain detached even from the work, from the job, from the duty, from any task which you do. That is in fact the real karma yoga, where you can detach yourself from any action very fast. And how fast you can do that, that's important. So third is, you get attached to work. Other is fourth, attachment to experiences. I had this experience, I had that experience, I had a very bad experience, and you are still carrying guilt, pain, suffering, the sorrow, the misery, the feeling of rejection, the feeling of inferiority complex, the feeling of having been jilted. So, attachment to experiences, whatever that has happened in the past, learn from them, milk the experience and go ahead. Don't carry them forward. If you carry them, that is a great bondage. Whatever that has happened till now, that was my own karmic account. And I take all the responsibility upon my shoulder. I do not blame anybody. That was because I had the feeling of ownership. That's why I suffered. You should not own anything and see that nothing should own you. So, attachment to experiences, some great spiritual experience, and you keep on blowing the trumpet that I had this experience, I had this experience of bodilessness, I had very powerful Amrit Vela this morning, and you keep on spreading the news. The news is making the rounds, and the next day you find your Amrit Vela is gone. No experience. Experiences are very, very subtle, very deep, profound, clandestine, to be kept secret. Don't spill the bean. So, attachment to experiences. Whatever experiences, painful or loveful, they are impermanent. Rise and fall. Rise and fall. They are arising and going away. They are not permanent. They are transient. Just as the sensations on the body are transient, so also experiences also transient. Have that attitude. And they will go away. Nothing will stay. Then, attachment to sense of time. This is also an attachment. Attachment to sense of time. I am getting late. Oh, time is going away. There is a subtle, deep attachment to time itself. Time is very less. But you are not doing anything. You are just harping on the tune of time is less. I have to do so many things. Half of the time is spent in planning about what to do, but they don't do anything. They just talk, boast. I will do this, I will do this bhatti, I will do bhatti of 21 days, I will do silence of 3 days. Only planning and planning and planning. and no practical things. And there is always a sense of time, hurry, worry and curry. Hurry, worry and curry. That is the cause of disturbance in today's world. Everybody is in hurry. Have you seen wind, air, trees? Are they in hurry? River, how swiftly, nicely, smoothly the river is flowing towards ocean. Nobody is in hurry, except man. Are animals in hurry? Have you ever seen any cow hurrying and going somewhere? Nobody is in hurry except man. The whole nature is going on at a very swift pace, smoothly, calmly, silently. But man is running and running and running. Where is running? What you want to achieve? What you want to get? That he doesn't know. But he runs because everybody is running. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. Just that white rabbit of Alice in Wonderland. I'm late, I'm late, I'm late. He's running and running and running. But where you are running? You are not reaching anywhere. There's one story in Alice in Wonderland. Alice, the girl of this world, a small girl, 7-year-old, has reached the Wonderland. It's a new world where animals speak, where there are delightful things, where there are wonders of wonders. And now she is hungry. Because she is in the Wonderland since morning and she is hungry and she sees that there are plates and dishes of sweets kept. So she starts running because she is hungry and she starts running from morning. It is afternoon, but she finds that the distance is same. She is here and there is a tree and there are dishes of sweets and she is running from here. But the distance remains same no matter how fast she is running. And then the logic says, she might not be running at a fast pace. She should run fast. So she starts running very fast. The queen says, you run fast. You are not running fast enough. So she starts running fast and fast and fast, faster and faster and fastest. But still the distance remains the same. And she cries out in anger, what sort of world is this, O queen? The queen says, this world is same as your world. Nobody reaches nowhere. You just start, keep on running. But nobody reaches anywhere. The distance remains the same. You are here, you want a house, so you get a house. But after a house, you want furniture. What you will do with house? Furniture are not there, so you get furniture. But after furniture, you see that the neighbor has got a vehicle, a 4-wheeler. You want the same. You don't want these 2-wheelers anymore. So you get a 4-wheeler. But after you get a 4-wheeler, you find that this is such an old brand. You want a new brand. So you get a new brand. But after that you realize that simply moving around is not enough. I want a good deck. A music system which is not there. So you get music system. But then you realize that what is the point to have all this? I should have my personal plane. A jet. So the desires are multiplying, increasing and increasing and increasing. There is no end. The distance remains same. The world is same as your world, O Alice. The distance remains same, nowhere and reaches anywhere. So there is a sense of attachment that keeps one restless all the time. So attachment to sense of time. Be calm. There is no hurrying. Destruction, destruction, destruction. I have to do something, I have to do something. Only all the thoughts are about this. And they keep on discussing about discussions, destruction only. There are now 300 and this many days remaining. Now, these many days are remaining, that many days are remaining. There is only discussion about days remaining and destruction and the stage of the world and plannings. I have to do this, I have to do that, but not doing anything. So, there is an attachment to time also. And sixth type of attachment is attachment to thoughts and emotions. One must develop an ability to get detached from even one's own thoughts. You should be able to see thoughts as you are a bystander. You're standing and thoughts are coming and thoughts are going. I am detached. Thoughts have come, thoughts have gone. Thoughts are as if birds and I am the tree. Thoughts are as if the vehicles and I am standing by the road. So much detachment from thought. And Baba says, this practice you should do whilst you are very busy. You are extremely busy. You are working in the public sector. Thousands of people you are meeting with. And yet, suddenly, a sense of detachment from the body, from the emotions, from the feelings, from the work, from the job, from the duty, from the time, from the relationships, from everything which is around you. Every attachment drives you mad. That's why detachment is king. The one who is detached is like the swan sitting like this. Unaffected, unperturbed, undisturbed, unrattled by anything which is going on around. No matter what sort of upheavals are there, no matter what sort of disturbances are there, sound, voice, people, practice detachment. So, another detachment is detachment from food. So, how was the fast? So, how was the 24-hour fast? How was the 24-hour fast? Who has done? Who are the dry fasters? Okay. So, dry fasting was okay. Any craving for food? Any restlessness? Any giddiness? Any weakness? Any sense of headache? These are all detox symptoms. They will come. But you will be master at the end of it. When you break it, you will realize how powerful you have become. The body is in your control. There are no more cravings. Gradually, the cravings will reduce. And you will start enjoying this journey of fast. So, once a week fast, make it a compulsory thing. Once a week fast and once a week silence, if possible. Total silence. These are the two rules. They take you towards self-control. They take you towards detachment. Then those who have gone for liquid fasting, how about them? It was good? Very good? Or just good? So, liquids means you just only sip, you don't eat anything. That is known as SFV, solid food vacation. The greatest craving man has is for food. The moment you break this craving, the moment you break this addiction of food, of eating, you start developing power and confidence. And gradually, you start working in other fields of soul consciousness. You climb the ladder of soul consciousness very fast. And the more you remain attached, you realize after this only that how much we were attached to this body, to the conveniences and comforts and craving and attachments of body. Okay, so once a week. So last week we had done whole week, no fried things. Who has done? All of you? 90%. That was 90%. Now this week, from today is what? Saturday. Okay, we will give from Monday, not today. Today you can enjoy. Om Shanti.